We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to House Plans. Glad you could be with us this morning. Guys, 1 month down. How about that in 2020?
It's here. It's 20 years after Y2K.
That's right. And January is over. I mean, we're headed into the second month. So it's time to get busy.
I'm working.
Oh, it's busy.
It's time to get busy.
Well, this January was a lot better than last January.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to look at the numbers. You know,
Times two.
You feel your business. I think you guys are a good barometer of what's happening. You can detect it. In the real estate, in your own personal business, I kind of look at things by quarter, you know, and really even a longer range than that. But you're really in touch with the sensitivity of the market.
It's funny that you would say that. I got two invites this week from people saying, hey, there's this economist from the Fed in Kansas City coming to speak in Greenville, and this would be a great opportunity to find out what's going in the market. And I'm like,
it was all I could do to reply to that email and say, I was more offended by the unbiased opinion.
Unbiased opinion.
Will give you an unbiased opinion. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
And I was,
I don't want to toot my own horn here,
but I think I know what's going on in the real estate market.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a little closer to it than some guy from Kansas City.
Yep.
No disrespect, right. But I was like,
Oh my God!
You could probably measure it by the before lunch and after lunch.
I deleted the email before I could. I deleted the email so I wouldn't have the opportunity to respond.
JD and I are so much alike because I was like, "Oh, I so want to reply."
Now, They will call one of us.
Yeah, say, "Are y'all not coming?"
And then I will voice my opinion.
I say, I tell you what, go look up the podcast on 106.3 last week, and you get all you need.
Yes,
no, you don't even need to go.
I'm like, unbelievable.
I mean, I just found it quite interesting. And, you know, as we know, real estate is local. It's street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood. And while it is always nice to hear from the broader perspective as to what's going on in the market, you know, it's you got to be on the ground to really know, because some of the things that, you know, we hear things when we're coming out of the recovery, and we hear things people saying, well, you know, this is happening. Well, it wasn't happening here.
That's right.
And then we hear people losing 30% of value. Well, that wasn't happening here. So, you know, the more local you are, the more likely you are to know what's going on.
Yeah, but that's a biased opinion, Chris.
It could be. But you know what? That's what I'm worried about.
I'm worried about the local real estate market. It's biased towards the micro, and the micro is what's important to your balance sheet.
Absolutely. Correct. That's exactly right. I do think that, you know, it's funny. For years and years, we always used to talk about, well, what happens in Charleston will happen here about 6 months later. And it's kind of funny how that has worked. And, you know, it certainly you got to pay attention to trends. You got to pay attention to rates. You got to see what's going on. And, you know, I remember one of the questions you asked us, you know, probably 2 years ago, Keith, is what do y'all think the rate barrier is? What rate will have to hit to kind of just throw a little
soften
bit of ice,
demand.
Just a little bit of ice water on the market, and the answer to that is 5.
That's what we figured.
Yeah,
and in fact
that came true for about a month or two. Yeah,
yeah, and that had an impact on when it slowed down last year, and so then you go back and look, and you start looking at the millennials, and I think you said right before the show, Keith, that's 24 to 39.
That's right,
and you think about the rate cycle that they have lived through, okay? So
they've never seen six.
Yeah, and they certainly never seen double digits. And you know, when they say, I remember, you know, LO's coming to me going, we got to do something. I'm like, what you mean? He said, I quoted a guy 5.25. You're about passed out.
Yeah. Yeah, usually.
And so it's very, very different mental concept, you know, just mental thoughts about rates. You know, like
well,
you said, they've never
thoughts.
Seen six.
I have some physical thoughts about rates that we're going to share after our first break.
And we should say that the conversation before the show was revolving around the millennials' household formation. They're the largest segment of the market for mortgages right now, 35% roughly, plus or minus a point or two. They have children now. The oldest of them are 39. They're moving into the years where their earning power is the most, and their how they view the world has changed a good bit, or at least probably for 50% of them.
Well, a couple of kids and dog and a cat, that'll change everything. Yeah.
That'll make you want to buy a bigger house.
Well, yeah. it'll certainly give you a different perspective. You know, you wake up one day and go, you know, this 800-square-foot condo, it's a little small.
Yeah, it is, no doubt.
Maybe we should get 2,400 square feet in the suburbs.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
For $100,000 less.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, listen, we're going to head into our first break of the show. We have some exciting news to share today, obviously, with interest rates and everything going on. I was shocked as I was quoting some rates yesterday afternoon where they were. They seem to be getting better by the minute. So you're listening to House Plans, Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We'll be back right after this talking real estate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to House Plans, JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We are taking your texts and phone calls today. If you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, feel free to give us a ring. The number is 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. And, of course, the text line is open as well. Seems to be a very popular feature among our listeners. It's 71307. Is the text line. So,
and we need some text questions.
Yeah, we do need some text questions. We like to talk about the topics that are important to our listeners. So
now we usually wait to the bottom of the hour to talk about rates, but they're so good we're going to move it up to the front.
Yes.
And here's the thing. The last time we had the rate drop, which was third quarter last year, it lasted for about, 9 weeks?
Yes.
You know, so it was a little dip, lasted about 9 weeks, and then it went away. And so if you didn't get on board quickly, the train was gone. And so we are not exactly where it went last time, but it appears that the secondary market and investors that we sell to are willing to give up a little more rate to get the loan now.
Yep.
And so there are some incredibly low rates out there, and when you stack on the appreciation that the market's been giving you for the last 2 or 3 years, it could be time to do a little something.
Well, and I think, you know, I didn't look at the 10-year Treasury yesterday, but, you know, I'm sure it was down. I know the market was down yesterday.
600.
You know, there's a lot of opportunity out there. And, you know, I've been saying here for a couple months, you know, I have a bunch of people looking at 3.5. That's kind of the magic number and that kind of thing. And we're there.
And you quoted something yesterday.
Actually a cash out transaction.
Wow.
Which is 3.5, which, you know, cash out usually costs a little bit more than what we refer to as a rate and term, where you're just taking your balance and putting it on a lower rate or a lower term. And, you know, there's just a lot of opportunity out there. And the old number used to be kind of that 4.5 range. If you were at 4.5 or higher, you probably needed to do something. And, you know, right now it's, I'd say 4.25. If you're at 4.25 or higher.
That's amazing.
Or if you're paying any type of private mortgage insurance at all, or you're in a VA loan, yeah, or anything, or if you have a second mortgage, an equity line or something along those lines, do yourself a favor and call somebody this week, because, you know, the rates are good enough for at least to
take a look, right?
To take a look.
And typically, J.D., when they're this low, they don't stay this low. You use the word historic. They almost may have hit a number that probably we've only seen once or twice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And well, we got our first
Chris
text.
Said that. Yeah, Chris said that. He said in the just when the segment started, last time it was here, it wasn't here very long, and that's the most important thing.
So you got to hop on board.
You got to hop on board quickly in order to take advantage of it, you know.
Because the listeners should know that that rates move constantly. It's not a static item. It's always in flux in one way or one direction or the other. Now, it doesn't always change pricing, right?
That's right. I mean, it depends on how much it moves in a day. But you're right. And, you know, when you're shopping the market like we are, you have different people that have different appetites for different things. And so you want to look at all those to see what's the best price. You know, our first text question of the day is, the wife and I are halfway through a 15-year fixed refi at 3.25, no PMI, 800-plus scores, $98,000 balance. Any room for improvement that makes sense with no cash out of pocket? In payoff mode.
Yeah, okay, so that's a good example. That's a deal there where I say hold tight.
Yes.
Okay, so are 15-year fixed rates better than 3.25? Yes, they are. But you're probably going to be in the high twos. You're probably not going to save a whole lot of money. You're already halfway through.
Right.
Even if you did let's say you have 8 years left, even if you did an 8-year fixed, which we can offer, you know, those odd term type financing.
Right.
You know, there's no reason to do that because you're not going to save a whole lot of money. You know, in that situation, I would just say hold tight. But there's a lot of people that may be in the high threes on a 15-year.
Well, let's go back and look at this deal again, and let's say you owe $350.
Okay, yeah, a little different.
Now the math is different. The timing is different. The whole thing is different.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a $98,000 balance, you know, you're not going to save a whole lot of money anyway.
Because you're not going to pay that much interest. But what you might want to do is, you know, if you're in payoff mode, you might want to, you know, what's an extra $100 going to do?
Right.
You know, what's an extra $50 going to do, so that you could kind of cut that term down. But when you get on the backside and you're under $100, you know, you got to be chopping a lot of rate to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, Keith, there's just a lot of opportunities out there right now, and I know that we've talked about this a lot, and most of the time, I think if you go back and listen to the shows, we've been in hold tight mode. You know, especially if you're looking for that 3.5. I'll give a little personal information. J.D. Nelson has a 3.5% mortgage. And right now, you can do better than J.D. Nelson on your mortgage. So that should tell you all you need to know right
you
now.
You know, and on the real estate side, what occurs to me is, you know, this is going to be a year where there's a lot of renovations going on. And doing your renovation and capturing the lowest rate on your mortgage.
Yes.
Combining those two things is a home run for the consumer.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, the way to get in touch with us, just to have us look, because it doesn't cost anything to look, is to call 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. And just say, look, I want somebody to give me an opinion of what I've got. And, you know, we were just sitting here laughing. Some of us laughing, some of us were mad about a commercial that came on right before our show. And it's a big box lender that's offering 3.99.
Yeah.
And you get 3.99 if you got a 599 score.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You probably still do better than that.
If you want to sign up for 3.99, feel free to call me because I can definitely get that for you.
That's crazy that you would even consider paying that. And that's to Keith's point. Two things. One, local is always going to be better than the big box in my mind because, you know, we're going to shop the market, not just one investor. And then the second thing is it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be live and it's going to be specific to your situation. Because J.D. quoted this week, and I, you know, this is unusual, but a 3.5% rate on a 30-year fixed. On a cash out.
Yeah, now this was a great conversation. Okay, so, you know, we talked about rate and term, and a lot of people don't need any cash right now for anything. You know, but a lot of people, as you said, Keith, are looking at renovations, you know, and that sort of thing. Or, you know, there may be some, like, credit card debt that's out there or whatever it is. Yep. Great conversation yesterday, and my thought was, you know, if you've got, you know, $10,000 in credit cards, $20,000 in credit cards, whatever you, you know, have that's sitting out there, maybe you've got that equity line that you're paying prime plus one, which is probably around 5% right now.
Yep.
You know, why would you not consider doing that? You know, would you rather have 3.25 on a rate and term, or would you rather have 3.5 if you're paying 4.5?
Sure.
And I said, listen, if you're going to save a point in rate anyway, my theory is go ahead and take the cash out, let the equity work for you and pay off those credit cards.
Sure.
As opposed to, you know, you're not going to see the big difference is 4.5 to 3.5, not 3.5 to 3.25. You know, so there's a lot of opportunity out there with all the appreciation that we've experienced over the last 8 or 9 years.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that can save a lot of money.
And what you mean by that, JD, is as the price of your house goes up, you have more equity in it, which you can leverage into getting out of that PMI that you may have had to have when you
sure.
first bought the
house. Or if you still have to have it, it might have gone from, you know, a 1.5 factor down to 0.3.
Had that happen yesterday. Guy, yeah. Big shout out to my one of my clients, Dean. He knows who he is. I'm doing going to do a deal for him here pretty soon. He referred his next door neighbor. They had gone to dinner. He was talking about rates. Guy called me up. He was paying, I want to say it was like $110 in PMI each month.
Right.
And even though he was still over 90% or what we thought would be 90% LTV, his PMI dropped down like $30 or $40 a month on what he was going to have to pay, plus his interest rate savings. So, you know, it really made a lot of sense.
And really, when you do it, you're doing it. You talk about it in terms of a month, I mean, payment.
Sure.
But really, the cumulative effects, you should be looking at it as how much of this
interest savings over,
yeah,
the next,
over time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, listen, if you've got a question about buying, selling, anything to do with the real estate, give us a shout this morning, 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. Or you can hit us up on the text line 71307. That's 71307. Our next question is, what about North Carolina? And even though they're slightly communist up there, we will do loans up there. Yeah, North Carolina is a yes. Florida seems to be quite popular, especially with refis, and Georgia. So yep. Absolutely. And you can reach us outside the show by sending an email to askjd@countybankmortgage.com. Or you can give us a call, 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. But, you know, a couple of things. If you're paying more than 4.25, you should at least take a peek. It's worth looking.
Yep.
One other thing is, if you're paying mortgage insurance at all, you should take a look. You know, I saw one very similar to what you were talking about, JD, where the borrower was at 95% when they bought the house 3 years ago. Now they're at 83%. And so we were like, what do you want to do MI-wise, or do you want to bring money? You can bring the 3% and get it under 80. And when I priced a single premium, which is where you pay that MI in one shot, it was $590. So it's
wow.
an easy
yeah.
decision.
Yeah.
Let's don't pay $30 a month for the next 8 years. Let's pay $590 right now and be done with it.
Sure.
And so, you know, it just made sense. And, of course, that's what you got to look at.
That 590, Chris, would be going towards principal, right? I mean, you're reducing the principal balance to get it below 80. Is that right?
No. What it's doing is it's just buying up and paying forward.
Oh, the cost of the
lump sum, yeah.
The cost. So you can pay the mortgage insurance in a lump sum.
Okay.
You know, when I looked at yesterday, we were having a conversation where somebody had built a home, had overbuilt, and the appraisal, they thought 600, came in at 485.
Ouch.
And so we were having a conversation about, okay, well, you know, you're not going to be able to do under 80. You're going to be at 90 unless you want to bring some cash. And they said, no, I want to be at 90. And so we had that comparison. Well, you can pay $4,900 all at once, or you can pay $115 a month. And in this particular situation, based on, you know, appreciation and things of that nature, I've said you may want to consider the 115, and then let's talk in a year and let's talk in 18 months. And you may be able to refi out of it because, you know, the house they built was very nice, but it just, you know, the area didn't support that value.
Yeah, and even though that conversation on its face makes you a little queasy, data doesn't necessarily, it's not static. You know,
that's
as
correct.
You said, even yes. 6 months, the next 6 months,
yes.
you may have different data.
Well, you know, I had another great story like that. I had a friend building on a one street neighborhood, fairly long, but just one street, all custom, no resales. and they were doing some special things to the home, and the appraisal came in short, and they were just absolutely bent out of shape.
Couldn't understand it.
And yeah. I said, well, this has nothing to do with what you could sell your home for. It's that no house on this neighborhood has sold. If a house sells between now and when you finish, it might help you, it might hurt you. And so that when there's no comparables, there's no comparables. And understand the appraisal. The idea of the appraisal is to tell you how your house compares to the like-kind market. If there is no like-kind market, then it's impossible to come up with a number.
Yeah, well, let me add this,
a good
too.
Number.
Yeah, we you talked about go ahead and pay the upfront mortgage insurance and that kind of thing. Three big questions that I get on refinancing all the time. Number one is, you know, oh, my gosh, I don't want to have to pay all those closing costs. And on refinances, you can actually roll the costs in. You got attorney fees or appraisal and lender or whatever you have. All that stuff can be rolled into the loan. So really, in 99% of the cases, you don't have to bring any money to closing as far as refinancing goes.
That's right.
We also offer what's called an equity saver product. And in many situations, well, you know, pretty much all situations, we're going to give you the option of, okay, you can have this rate, and it's going to cost you $2,000. We'll roll that in. Or if you want to pay a 0.25% higher, for instance, we'll have no closing costs at all. And so a lot of times you can cut your rate from that 4.5% down to maybe 3.5% and have no cost in doing that whatsoever.
Yeah, so you go into it owing 275 and you come out of it owing 275.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why we call it an equity saver. You're not rolling in any of those costs.
Yeah, and of course the appraisals, we're still getting a lot of appraisal waivers. So a lot of times when we actually run the loan through automation for approval, it will inspect, you know, it will give us the waiver where we don't even have to do an appraisal.
Save you another 400 bucks.
Yep. Anyway.
Well, listen, we do have another text question out there, and we'll get to it on the backside of the bottom hour break. You're listening to House Plans. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark from The Buyer's Broker here on WORD. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. JD and Chris from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark here with The Buyer's Broker. We are taking your texts and phone calls today. Again, the number is 866-442-7553. It is the phone number. 71307 is the text line. Of course, the text line is blowing up today.
We've yes. Two things y'all should write down. One, you want texts or calls? Talk about taxes.
Yeah.
Two, JD starts talking about rates under 4 on 30-year fixed. The text line.
Get your attention.
We'll get excited.
Yeah, it will.
So we got to hit them here, guys. So let's do it real quick.
Well,
so,
the first one I know, the guy about the rental property.
Yeah, so he's living in it now. And his question is, I'm thinking about moving. If I'm moving, can I still refi? And that's a touchy one because let's talk about what the legal documents say first.
Yep.
You know, what JD's going to say is if you live there now, it's a primary. But what the legal document sign that you say is it's going to stay that way for 12 months.
That's correct.
And so you're in somewhat of a catch-22 because if you call JD and say, well, I want to just, okay, the investment property rates are good. Since I know I'm not going to live there 12, I'll do it that way.
And, which is fine.
Which is fine. You know, you will pay a little bit higher rate. However, the rates are still super solid.
I'd almost venture, I haven't looked at investment property rates, but I bet if you're below 75 loan-to-value on that property, I think you could probably do a 30-year fixed in the upper threes on investment property.
Yes.
Which
and
is
so
excellent.
What you got to do is you got to get that customized mortgage solution and figure out which is the best way. Just understand the note in the mortgage will say you're going to live there for a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it says.
And in theory, that note could be called if you violated the terms of the note.
In theory, it could, but I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in most cases, if you don't know when you're moving, and you think you're going to be there a year, we roll with it.
Right, that's right.
Now, it can't be next week, okay? But, I mean, let's be for real.
Reasonable.
Yes, that's exactly right. So then our next question is, let's see, he's got somebody who's trying to buy. This is our friend Robert Ortega. He's got a client that wants to purchase $200,000 worth of land and is looking to do construction to perm. And wanted to know if we do those kind of loans. And
absolutely.
The answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah, we jumped all over that conversation off the air.
Yes, we did. I think the thing to look out for there is the value of the raw land versus the value of the land when you build a house on it. Is that going to be the same and consistent? Because, you know, we always have to look at highest and best use. And so, you know, we don't know how many acres it is, but highest and best use might be turning it into a subdivision. And so the price per acre may be higher, you know, when you're looking at it that way, than what you would get on a residential appraisal based on comparables.
In a typical residential neighborhood, in a, let's say, a production neighborhood, the value of the lot might be $25,000, and the value of the house might be $200,000 or
right.
$30,000 and $200,000. Now, typically in a production neighborhood, the value of the lot compared to the value of the house, there's a little bit a larger spread. But as you go up into the custom market, then that percentage might become 20%. So the value of the lot's 20%, the value of the house is 80%. And you want to be careful because in the resale market and, of course, the appraisal that we're just talking about. And, Chris, you had an example where someone put a $350,000.
Yeah, they went out and bought 30 acres, $350,000, but the property could not be subdivided.
Yeah, and they were going to build a house on it.
And they were going to build a house on it. And when the as-completed appraisal, so you take specs and plans, you give that to the appraiser, you compare all that together with the land, and it didn't comp out because the other houses didn't sell for enough, the comparables, to eat up that $300,000 that they'd spent on the land. So,
and the value of the land on the appraisal was
like $85,000 or $90,000.
Yeah.
And so,
and that'll set off an owner, right?
Yes, it did. And but remember, appraisal has nothing to do with what you could sell it for. It's what it's valued at based on other properties like
but it does have an impact on how it can be financed.
That's right? Correct.
What
well,
can be financed?
That's correct. And so, you know, what I would tell Robert to do is to, you know, the as improved appraisal is going to be the most important part of that transaction, and to try to get that done by the lender as soon as possible up front so there are no surprises, because that is going to be important.
And Robert, in counseling your client, I would also say the conversation, when someone buys 30 acres and they stick a house right in the, up on top of the hill, right in the middle of the property, they should also think about it. One day in the future, may I cut this up into four lots
yes.
and sell it to my – sometimes in estate planning, the family might have children that eventually want to build a house on those 30
yes.
acres. And so you should map that out strategically,
yes.
just to make sure you're thinking about it in the future. Where would the road come in? A lot of times
yeah.
you see a PFLAG lot,
right.
which gives access to the individual lots that you would cut them up in.
Sure.
And you may want to counsel your client into thinking through that,
yes.
both in the short term and the long
now,
term.
Now, if his client is thinking about developing it and putting multiple properties on it, then the answer to can we help with that, the answer is yes. We have a division inside of the bank that specializes in helping builders build spec homes and doing short-term financing on those. And so we have that product too. So if you're looking for somebody to buy it and develop it, put multiple properties on it, we have a specialist that works with the bank that does that type of lending as well. So, you know, a builder may not want to use his money, but use our money and put a spec up and then sell it and then
and
do
you'll see that a lot of
it.
Times,
sure.
particularly on an infield deal. So I at Green Valley, someone just started a project. I'm guessing it's maybe 25 lots, and the first house is sitting back in that premium lot that backs up to the golf course. And typically, you know, a homeowner or someone that wants to build a home might want that preferred lot and then sell off the other individual
sure.
lots. Now, you've got to have resources, expertise, and a team of people to put that deal together. But at the same time, when you come out of it, that you'll end up with three or four lots yourself, which financially is
a win.
What you're looking for.
Yeah, JD, here's one for you. It says, looking to refi first mortgage, $356,000, and a second of $29,000. House appraised last week for $475,000, both scores above 700. Let's see, what does this say? Do carry credit card. Just kind of stops. So I don't know about the credit card comment.
Yeah, maybe they could. Well, it looks like maybe they're talking about a refinance, and you got $350,000 first, you got a second for 30, round numbers there, and you got some credit card debt, but the scores are still good. you can actually do 80% of 475. Now, I'm not smart enough to do that math, but I think that's around 380.
I'm
or
doing
something.
It for you right
okay,
now.
Okay, there we go. So, you know, you can do up to 80%, which is $380,000, if your home appraises for $475. And so that would pretty much take care of the first and the second. It might make sense to just combine those. It really depends on what your rate is on the 356. Is it a 30-year fix? Is it how long have you been in that loan? What's your interest rate? And probably now's a good time to just tell everybody this. Those are great questions.
Yep.
And what I would encourage everyone to do is just shoot an email to askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. If you prefer to communicate by phone, give us a ring at 331-HOME, 331-4663 during the week. You can talk to me or one of our other mortgage professionals. And typically what we'll do is if you've got a copy of your mortgage statement, which really helps us identify what your escrow amount is, what type of loan that you're in, you know, all the different things like that, we can get you some firm numbers on exactly what a refinance would look
but,
like,
you know,
with some assumptions.
Yeah, with that at that loan size, though, you know,
you don't have to move a point.
You move a quarter point, you're going to be a little money. You start moving three quarters of a point, it's going to be some real money, right?
Yeah, and I would say to that person, if you're paying anything north of 4% with that second mortgage, you definitely need to give us a call
Absolutely.
Or shoot us an email for sure. So, anyway.
Well, and then just before we go into this final break, the other is what are refi rates? We can't quote a specific on your situation without talking to you, but JD locked in a 30-year fixed cash out at 3.5% this week.
And the same deal would have been a rate and term refinance would have been 3.25%.
Yeah, so we're talking about conventional money. And govies are better.
And most likely would not have to do an appraisal on that property. Anyway, head into our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage in the house. Keith Clark from the Buyer's Broker here to take your questions, calls, comments. Phone line 866-442-7553, or you can hit us up on the text line, very popular today, 71307. That's 71307. We'd love to hear from you. We do have another text question here. It says, doing a renovation about three quarters of the way through, paying cash, got a currently have an equity line on the property for $350, looking to do maybe a fixed rate refi for $450. Does the house have to be done? And, of course, it always comes back to the definition of done. The answer is the house has to be in livable condition and it has to pass the appraisal. There's always an opportunity that you would get a property inspection waiver, but on that size property, not likely.
Yeah, and it's kind of the old, you know, it has a CO been issued. That's always sort of while it's not the hard and fast rule.
Yes.
If the CO has been issued, then you're probably in good shape.
Yeah, could you live in it today? You're probably in good shape. But let's say you got a bathroom that's been ripped down to the studs. That's not going to work.
Right. That's right.
If you have the room over the garage that does not have the carpet down yet, that will work.
Yes.
You know, so it just depends on the state of renovations. You know, if the kitchen is not there or the cabinets are not there, if a major part is missing and the house would not be considered livable by anybody, you know, then it's not going to work until the house is finished.
Now, I will say this, too. What he is looking to do is actually very smart. He's in a large equity line situation right now.
On a variable rate.
On a variable rate, and he wants to convert that over to a fixed. That is a very smart move, and it just sounds like the house just needs to be finished a little bit more from what you're telling us to take advantage of the rate. So that's kind of the situation there. But, you know, there's just a lot of opportunities.
The strategy is correct. The moving parts you've got to figure out on that
yes.
deal, right? For example, you could raise the equity line to 450, finish it. They're going to need to refi, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to refi that.
Don't have to, but I mean, that's a lot of money to have on a floater right now.
Yeah, and it's probably got a balloon on it at some point.
With interest rates the way they are, it just doesn't make sense.
It makes sense.
You can always pay more on that mortgage.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Keith, that's a great point. So, JD, before we went to the bottom of an hour, was talking about Equity Saver, right? So, you know, sometimes you don't want to pay closing costs. Sometimes you do. It's all math. You know, doesn't matter to us one way or the other. But you got to do the math to figure out what makes sense, just like when you're talking about mortgage insurance. You're not going to not refi because you're at 83%. It's all math. What does the math look like, and what's your happy spot? Some people do it for $25 a month. Some people got to have 100. But the other thing that you need to consider is, you know, a lot of people worry about, look, I have a 30. I don't want to go back to a 30. But I can't really do a 25 or a 20. And so the answer to that is you can do an odd number, you know, as long as you pick an odd number of years. And then some of our investors will let you pick the number of months. So let's say that you're 3 years in on your 30 and you want to stay at 27 years, or you want to cut it to 26. You can do that. You can pick the term that you want to do so that you don't have to go all the way back to a 30. And so, you know, that's probably another question you get when you when people want to refi is, well, what's a 20? What's a 15? But you don't have to do a 20 or a 15. If an 18 fits what you need, then do 18.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You know, I mentioned a 10-year treasury earlier in the show, so I got a chance to pull it up. 1.52, the 52-week low is 1.42, so we're within 10 basis points of the 52-week low on the 10-year treasury.
Yeah. Well, and if you change that chart to like a week, you can see how much it moved in a week.
Yeah, look at that.
So if you look at a week ago, what was the high? 167 or 170? And so it's moved, it's moved that much in a week. And that's why, you know.
Act.
You never want to try to scare people into it, but you just want to say, look, it may be there a day, may be there a week, it may be there for a month.
And you won't know the bottom until it's gone.
That's right. The only way to know where the bottom is to look behind you and say, oh, well, there are where. But
and I don't know where the bottom is.
Yeah, if you're even thinking about it, now's the time to get on board because, like I say, we don't know if it's going to last. But, I mean, when you've got 3.5% rates on 30-year fixed conventional money, get you some.
Judge every deal on the merit of the what deal. It looks like right there, and don't worry about what's going to happen a week, 2 weeks.
And I can tell you from a lot of years of experience, if you miss it by waiting, the pain and suffering of every time you write your mortgage because
that's
you
buyer's
didn't.
Brokerism number 898. Yes, the pain and suffering of trying to hit the bottom when you could have just had it.
Because every time you pay that mortgage, you'll think about it. I wish I had.
Yeah, that's right.
But if it goes in the other direction, so you only lost just a tad.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right.
So I would just say, you know, if you're even thinking about it, especially if you're paying more than 4.25, please call us at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. Or you can send an email to askjd@countybankmortgage.com, and we'll be happy to look at it for you. I just, you know, I love it when people save money. I love those stories where people say, look, I took my 27-year left, I'm making the same payment, and I moved it to a 20.
Well, Chris, you tell people this all the time. We love the purchase business. We do. We love to put people in new homes and be part of the community and all that. But when it comes to refinances, we always have a little grin on those too because – it is fun to, you know, I especially like doing where we close somebody and we help them get into a house and they're in the mid fours and then they're able to come back to you a year or two later and you put them in the mid threes and you save them, $200 a month or whatever the number is. You know, it always gives you a lot of satisfaction, you know, when you can do that for sure. So a lot of opportunities. AskJD@countybankmortgage.com is the email. You can shoot us an email and we'll look at your situation and be glad to tell you, hey, it's worthwhile or not. So
I tell you another good conversation, completely separate topic, but I had a good conversation with a millennial this week, Keith, and it was about confidence and pulling the trigger. And I know you've talked about that. And JD said, you know, sometimes if you're not confident, don't have clear objectives, you'll miss a couple of houses before you get real serious.
Yep, that's right. I was working this week with a recurring client, a client who's moving after just a couple of years of the decision to move a little bit further out. They're going to move back into town. And we started from the very beginning because in today's market, you've got to make a decision very quickly. If the right house, I'm not talking about a good house in good condition.
Yeah, you're talking about
price fairly.
Right.
Okay. It's going to sell and it's going to sell quickly. And the closer to downtown it is, typically the faster it will sell. So sure. You've got to be able to be confident that you can evaluate that property as well as I am.
And I think that is a challenge.
It is.
And then, of course, you know, as soon as you do that contract, then the next 72 hours, your stomach's going to
hurt. Very anxious. and really, even if you're not a first-time. Now, a first-time home buyer, I always counsel them that once you make the decision, a lot of people get physically ill.
Yeah, that's what I said. Your stomach's going
to
hurt.
Yeah, you won't be able to sleep. you might have some physical symptoms because you're not sure if you did the right thing. Yep. But the key to overcoming that is being plugged into the market.
Yeah, and clearly defined
yep.
goals and objectives.
That's right.
What are you looking for? Does it tick the boxes? And is this the right decision? And I would say the number one way to do that is to make sure that you have a high-quality buyer's agent that's working with you, representing you, and helping you through that process. Because, you know, when you've got a fast-moving market like we have right now, you got to have it, right?
You do. And sometimes clients may think they know what they want, but they can't articulate it. And you have to help them focus on what's most important to them, because there's always going to be a hierarchy of the most important to the least important.
Sure, right.
And unless you have a clear vision of that, of what you're looking for, and be evaluating that matrix of variables in just a short period of time, even with a lot of data. And I can put together a lot of data in about an hour
sure.
on a house, okay? I can evaluate that house statistically. But even with all that data, being able to look at those moving parts and make sure that the most important objective is in the right slot
yes.
and that it fits the house properly. Otherwise, you could make a mistake. And when
sure.
you make a mistake, it causes a lot of turbulence for everybody.
Yeah, and then, of course, the other thing is you need to make sure you've spoken to JD already.
You got to have the money in a briefcase in the trunk of the car.
Know that you got the buying yeah. power. You know what the mortgage is going to look like when you do it. And I'm assuming today, JD, because of the tightness of the market, you're doing a lot of pre-quals that are more range. You know, you
yes.
can buy from 325 to
425
or you know, and here's what this payment at 425 looks like. Here's what this payment right here looks like, and so that you can go out and shop with confidence and know that look, this is gonna work.
Yeah, that's right.
And I would say that becomes even more important if you're not a first time home buyer, but you're going to be keeping the property that you have now, or you're going to buy before you sell. You need to make sure that you've got all those moving parts worked out before you go make that offer so that you can reduce all the turbulence down the road. And you know, while we're talking about these great rates, I would say these great rates are going to turn around and feed into the purchase market as well, right, Keith?
Oh, there's no question about it. I think you're going to see an increased demand all over the country. We thought, the country thought there would be more inventory this year, and it looks like just the opposite is
going to
happen.
The demand is just crushing.
The demand is increasing, and it looks like supply. People are staying in their homes longer, particularly
yep.
the baby boomers are not moving out of their trophy homes quite as fast.
Yeah.
People are renovating rather than moving up. So inventory, and something I said during the downturn, the investors took a lot of homes off the market that
sure.
are not going to come back on.
Yeah. Well, and JD, you talked to an agent this week that said, listen, we got an 8-day pause in December for the holidays, and January 2nd, it started rolling.
Yeah,
there was no pause, that's for sure. So I can't believe the show's over. You know what? Let's just stay for another hour. We'll take the next hour, too. Maybe that's what we should do. So, anyway, well, listen, we appreciate all our callers, texters. It's been a great show. You've been listening to House Plans. Chris and JD from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Again, if you're north of 4.25, you're in a government loan, or you're paying PMI, shoot us an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. Or call us Monday to Friday, 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. Love to save you some money. We'll be back next week here on House Plans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.